I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We'll be watching to see what kind of borrowing it takes for furloughed government workers to get through this period of no paychecks given the federal shutdown. Nationally, the Federal Reserve has new numbers showing consumer credit up $22 billion for November, credit cards, student loans, car loans, and more. Consumer debt is now rising at an annualized rate of nearly 7%. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
With the job market strong and wages rising, American consumers feel increasingly confident piling on credit card and car loan debt, says Ted Rossman at Bankrate.com.
Things have been good for several years now, economic growth being high, unemployment being low, delinquencies being low.
And Rossman says the fact that delinquencies remain low is a key difference between now and the Great Recession. Back then, many borrowers were overextended. When job losses mounted, delinquencies soared. NYU economist Edward Wolfe points out that American households now have a lower ratio of debt to income than they did a decade ago.
That's really the key ratio in terms of how sustainable this debt is, whether they have the income to pay off the debt and the debt service.
Wolfe says that could change if the economy slows sharply, sparking job cuts and a new spiral of delinquency among American consumers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.